Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast that is dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your transits for the week of January 17th through January 23rd, 2021. Well, friends, some weeks are better than others, and this week will be worse than most. Just kidding, but not really. The key word for the astrology of this week is challenging. Mars will be meeting Uranus in Taurus this Tuesday through Wednesday, forming an exact conjunction. Beep-boop! What the hell does this mean? Well, this is the meeting of two formidable energies. This conjunction represents a cataclysmic event that has been years in the making. Sounds hot, right? Let's have a look at the real-life chart of Donald Trump. Tronald Dump. Forrest Gump. Uranus is in his 10th house. Hallmarks of this transit are usually involving changes related to occupation, social status, reputation, a drastic fall from power and social grace, and or a desire to break free from repressive government authorities. Sounds kind of familiar, right? No matter who is actually repressing who, the perspective in question does check out. This Wednesday, the Mars conjunction peaks. This is coinciding with the inauguration and Trump's official departure from the White House.
Sucks to suck.
In lieu of this, you may be thinking, hey, the week doesn't sound so bad. And in this aspect, I guess it's not. But we each have our own Mars-Uranus conjunction to contend with. Imagine if you were in Trump's shoes. Actually, never mind, because that's stupid. But the point being is, this conjunction event is coinciding with his bad day. Oh, and one more thing about the Mars-Uranus conjunction. It is also known as the transit of rebellion, a sudden urge to assert freedom. This is an influence that we are all subject to. So cheers, mates. What do you say? Shall we get into it? This is your weekly horoscope. Sagittarius, you little dashboard confessional. Feeling utterly incapable of being creative again? A little hypersensitive to others' opinions? You've been here before. You know it passes. But it's hard to see it when you're in it. Don't let this Chiron aspect get you down. Get out of your head and deflect your thinking elsewhere. Go be in nature. Talk with the trees. They'll offer you wisdom, such as, don't you dare climb me. You remember what happened last time. Midweek is the Mars-Uranus conjunction in your sixth house of work and health. Uranus has already been here since 2019 and will remain here until 2027. It is a slow transit that will encounter many influences along the way, and by the end, you can expect to adopt a new attitude towards work. You don't have to be beholden to the demands of your employers. A revolt against oppressive obligations is possible during this transit. Engineer new behavior patterns for yourself. If your routine is dull, then break free and discover new work and service roles. Mars conjunction this Tuesday-Wednesday is here to help, but it doesn't promise to be pleasant. The sixth house is also the house of health, so incorporate some exercise and healthy eating as a means of protecting your physical constitution. When in doubt, remember this ancient wisdom. If at first you don't succeed, give up, and pursue something else. End of the week is a time of critical communications with those around you. But heck, it is Aquarius season. Come together with your people and dish about the week. Pop a bottle with the ones you love while you vent about the ones you don't. Community and friendship are boosted during this period and are important to overcoming difficult times. Just don't share glasses and don't spit on each other. We cannot afford any more loss. Alrighty, Sagittarius, that's all for now. Thank you for listening to the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll be seeing you next week.